everybody who belongs to the flesh should not boast in front of God.
这个观念是非常重要的。
And this is a very important concept.
那刚刚我们也听了这个得力的这方面的道理。
And just now we just heard about it.
也是要帮助我们在这个世上有力量接受任何的操练考验。
And that is to help us to receive strength in our worldly life.
要能够真正进到有耶稣同在平静安稳的地方来享受得力的见证。
So that we can truly enter the peaceful life that Jesus gave us and to, for us to bear witness.
但是我们在现实的生活里面，
However, in our daily lives,
我们不难发现，
and it's very easy to see.
有些个人真的在朝这个地方努力去做好。
You really see that some of us are really trying hard to work.
但是有太多的个人呢、啊，却缺乏了这方面的力量与生命。
However, at the same time, there are many people who lack strength.
所以至于个人要怎么做好，可能这样的体验很多。
And there were many witnesses for how.Individual could do better in this.
但是个人要影响这个家庭一起得力的生命见证就少了。
On the other hand, testimonies concerning individual, how individual to strengthen the whole family is lesser.
那我们的教会在神里面是一体的。
However, our church is one body in God.
是有更多的家庭来组成的。
And this church consists of many, many families.
一个家庭就没有办法一起来享受得力的源头。
And only one family cannot gain the strength.
那谈到教会，教会要怎么样活出得力有生命的见证呢？
Now about church, how can a church live a life of strength?
为什么会有这样显出软弱、困难、迷惑种种的阻碍呢？
Why there is weakness and all those sorts of
这个就是非常重要的因素，缺乏了同心合一的力量跟见证。
And one of the main reasons for that is that we lack of one mind and heart.
神所要的就是要我们能够大家在他的身体里面同心合一。
What God wants us to is that for us to be in one mind and heart in His.
而不是讲究个人的独立作战。
But rather not for us to emphasize our individuality.
圣经里面就勉励很多要彼此帮助啦。
That's why in the Bible there were many examples.
要彼此相爱啦。
To encourage us to help
each other. 彼此代祷啦。
And also pray for each other.
要彼此团契啦。
And to have fellowship with.
这些种种的道理很多。
There were many, many lessons.
就是要勉励我们要做到同心合意的信心的工作。
And they are to encourage us to be of one mind.
一个教会一个家庭没有办法同心合意，还要谈什么呢？
We cannot do this, what else can we do?
个人来讲好像有这么个能力。
For a single person, individual, it looks like we do have those powers.
但是对整个家庭来讲，教会来讲一盘散沙。
However,on a scale of a family or even a church, it's like a,
做不到同心合一。
And we couldn't do things in one accord.
就会彼此相咬相吞，彼此灭亡，这不是神所要的结果。
And as a consequence, we have infight, and which is not what God pleases.
我们一起来看以弗所书第五章。
Let's all turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章的二十节
Verse 22
二十节
Verse 20, sorry
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服啊，在这里啊这样告诉我们呢、啊、
Here tells us
说有两种生活是离我们大家天天日常生活里面不可缺少的。
There are two kinds of life that we need to do.
第一个生活就是要在耶稣基督里面常常过一个感谢父神的生活。
And the first of that is to live a life of thanksgiving.
这是我们个人必须要具备的感恩的生活。
And we as individuals shall do this.
也是家庭要具备的感恩的生活。
And also for a family, also need to always keep thankful.
更是大家要活在神的恩典中，一起将教会发展的更好的感恩的生活。
And furthermore, in order for the church to grow up, and we need to live a life of thanksgiving.
那二十一节又告诉我们呢？
In verse 21,
他说我们也要过一个彼此顺服的生活嘞。
Also need to live a life of submission and reverence.
谈到对神要顺服、要感恩，很容易做得到。
Easy to submit to God.
但是神的道理就是在人与人之间彼此顺服的生活里面要显出来呢。
However, God's word is to reveal in our daily lives.
哎，真的我们也看到很多人了、啊。你说讲爱神，他真的做得到啊。做圣工、扫地、奉献什么什么祷告，带着到位啊。
Okay, we do see some people who are pretty good in helping doing God's work.
但是对人的部分呢，他就做不来了。
However, in doing work to other people, it's more.
哎，对长辈后世还可以哦，会信服。
It might be easier to submit to elders.
对同辈就不容易。
And would be more difficult to submit.
长辈对晚辈更是不容易哦。
And it's more difficult for an elder to submit to.
尤其一旦有什么事情的时候
，especially when things come up.
哎，有些人的观念就会出来了。
And some people have different.
我年龄比你大，吃的盐巴比你多，走的桥比你多。
And I think that since I'm much older than you.
哎，我在做的时候，你一点都还没出生呢。
When I started work for God, you are such a little young boy.
所以真的要学习彼此顺服的生活很难呢。
So.It looks like it is very difficult for us.
顺服感恩神很容易做，这个应该做的，不然神生气了我就没有了。
Well, on the other hand, this is a very important thing for us to do. Otherwise, God will be displeased.
所以耶稣很重视这个彼此顺服的生活。
And that's why Jesus Christ put great emphasis on the life.
其实这个彼此顺服的生活就是要我们学习同心合一的课程啊。
And this life of submission is actually.For us to learn how to do things one accord.
你一直看着这个人的，你要做到这点难呢。
And if you look at one person, it's very difficult actually to do that.
所以二十一节说要存敬畏基督的心来过这个彼此顺服的生活，坐在神的身上来做彼此的生活，人与人之间就会同心合一。
And that's why in verse 21 that mentions here we need to do that in reverence for Christ.
哎，不简单。
That is indeed a
very difficult task. And
what did Jesus say?
你要爱仇敌如同爱自己一样啊。
You should love your enemy just like you love yourself.
我觉得这个课程真的难啊。
Sounds like very difficult.
他批评我们，陷害我们，冤枉我们，误会我们。
Your enemies will criticize you and do things bad things on you.
却偏偏到教会还要常常见面呢。
And however, you still have to see him day in and day out in church.
尤其如果教会不注意了，还做圣工又在一起。
Especially when that happens to do the same holy work with him.
我们一般人顶多做到有他在我就离开这个地方，有你没有我。
And it might be easier for some people just you know to get away from that person.
哇，不小心眼睛对上了，那个眼睛会冒烟的，看了看。受不了啊。
It happened that you happen to see each other then you see the anger in your eyes.
哦，真的不简单。
Indeed, very difficult.
但是这个二十一节告诉我们呢，你敬畏耶稣基督的心呢。
That's why in verse 21 says, yeah, which you have
the reverence
for Christ, which you pray for him.
你能够碰到这样哦，而且你还能够比以前更能够与他同心，更能够爱护他，求神造就他，不得了哎。
It would be great if you can love him even more because of this.
所以你要先学会破碎自己，才能够达到同心合一、彼此顺服的生活。
The first thing you need to do is to break up yourself first, then before you can actually do things with other people.
万一碰到这样的课程啊，你要感谢主，要赶快在最短的时间里面努力追求做这个同心合一的工作。
If you happen to have this kind of trouble.If you thank God, you should work hard to do this work.
这哥林多教会啊，实在有很多地方啊，实在不合真理，然后又违背神，所以显得教会混乱。
in the church of Corinthians, there are lots of things that is against God's will.
所以保罗特别啊，在最后在向他们勉励的时候也这样提醒啊。
And that's why in the end Paul reminded them of this.
也是对哥林多教会末了的话。
And that was the last few words that he spoke to the church of Corinth.
我们一起来看哥林多后书十三章。
Let's all read 2 Corinthians chapter
13章的十一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11。
十一节还有末了的话，愿弟兄都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦，如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。在这里保罗特别勉励哥林多教会这样说。
Here especially Paul encouraged the church of Corinth.
是我们弟兄姐妹要喜乐，
That we should rejoice with each other.
这种要喜乐的生活就要从同心合意里面做出来。
In order to do that, we need to be of one mind.
没有同心合意怎么会达到这种在主里面的喜乐呢？
Without being one mind, how do we rejoice in Christ?
同心合意也会变得彼此和睦。
If we can be of one mind, we also will live a harmony life.
然后这个仁爱和平的神呢、啊，就会常常与我们大家同在。
And as a result, God of love and peace will be among us.
不然的话，没有办法达到同心合意，阻碍了更多教会的成功。
On the other hand, if we cannot be of one mind, then our holy work will suffer.
甚至会让个人在灵修的成长上也会受到很大的阻碍。
And also our individual spirituality will suffer as well.
小弟来到这里也听到啊，我们大家在教会有很多人也是在努力做好就是神的工作，要来同心合意。
When I came to the church, I heard about stories about individuals who work really hard for God.
所以我们以前是如此，现在更要同心合意。
And it looks like we were of one mind. Now,
even more, so we need to be of one mind.
And same is true in the future.
这样大家以后才能够在神的国度见面呢。
It's the only way we can see each other in the kingdom of God.
但是我们讲了很多的方法要同心努力。
There are many ways we talk about how to be of one mind.
或者要怎么样得到力量。
How do we gain strength?
或者要怎么样得到造就。
How we can be edified.
但是我们很少去思索到底要在什么事上同心合一。
But we really think about in what circumstance shall we be of one mind.
都讲道理都讲了很多啊。
There were many words we have studied.
对，努力你要同心合一哦。
We can encourage people to be of one mind.
是啊是啊是啊，这要同心合一很重要啊。
Yes, of course, of course.、Yeah.
回到家里才想，哎，这要在哪里同心合一
？And once you go home, you.Start to wonder,
因为不了解，所以常常会有一些造成不同心合意的事。
Because you do not understand it fully, that's why we sometimes.
任何每一个人在神的面前所领受的恩赐不一样。
Different people receive different great gifts from God.
但是每一个人有这个本分，要付出所领受的，来用在神的事情上，造就大家的事情上面。
And it's our duty to contribute what we have to God and to.Edify other people also.
这样我们的眼光我们的心力我们的注意力才不会停留一直在你的身上。
Only this we can our focus be beyond ourselves.
而会投入在整体这种整个面的教会的发展教会的力量。
Instead we can focus our mind on the whole picture of the church growth.
有时候神给我们的很多很多，
Sometimes God gave us a lot.
但是我们却不知道要如何用在神的家、神的福音工作上，在任何的事情上面。
However, we do not know how to use the gifts to help God's church.
所以这个同心合意非常重要。
Therefore, it's very important to be of one mind.
我们现在就来谈一谈，到底要在什么事情上面同心合意。
Now let's talk about where we shall be one mind.
首先谈到。要在祷告上同心合意。
First of all, we should be of one mind in our prayer.
哦，这一个很重要啊。
This is a very important point.
那我们教会啊，在听说最近也有这个分区分组的祷告会的成立。
I heard that there were we were dividing into different sections in our church to pray.
这是一件很好的事。
This is a very good thing to do.
但是有多少人参与？
However, how many people are participating?
个人要有个人的祷告生活。
Each individual should have his own prayer
life. 但是也要有小组的祷告生活。
And we should also have a life of small group prayer.
这种祷告生活要从家庭做起。
And this prayer should start from our families.
在台湾有很多的家庭每天都有这种祷告团契的生活。
In Taiwan, lots of families have their prayer life.
很多家庭愿意用祷告生活来决定做好他们所面临所有一切事。
And most of the families are willing to use the prayer to do whatever they need to do in the world.
所以从个人到家庭，教会更要有众多人的祷告生活。
So from individual to family and all the way to church, we need to have a live a life of prayer.
这个讲起来很简单。
It's easy to say this, actually.
有的甚至听了几十年了。
Some people have been listening to this for
祷告，祷告，还是祷告。
Prayer, prayer, and prayer again.
但是真的实际在做的有几个人？
However, how many of those are actually doing it?
你真的每天将这个祷告的生活有没有投入到你的每天生活计划的 schedule 里面？
Do you actually put prayer into your daily schedule?
你知道，神也知道。
You know it, and God know it.
那要谈得力，要谈什么？不从这个地方去着手，又能怎样？
If you don't start from prayer, what can you do?
神的仆人使徒保罗，他就是具备有这种祷告的能力，影响众教会众信徒在祷告上同心合意。
It is because of his power of prayer that Paul can influence, have great influence on the church.
我们一起来读腓立比书第一章。
Let's all turn to the book of Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1.Verse 9.
一章的第九节，我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做真诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。保罗是一个非常很会祷告的人。
Paul is someone who is really good at prayer.
他常常借着祷告将信徒的信心、爱心、各样的服事当作美好的祭物献给天上的真神呢。
He always used his prayer to give thanks to God for his church.
他说为这信徒的爱心。
Here it says that for the love of the
disciples. 为这信徒在真道上的成长。
For their growth in their truth.
借着祷告求神帮助他们能够具备有分别是非善恶的能力。
And through prayer so that they can have they are able to discern what is best and what is not.
这个会做到一个信徒变成一个诚实无过的人呢。
And this will make the disciple to become pure and blameless.
我们在神面前如果过得不实在，
we do not live such a solid life in front of God. How do we face God?
耶稣讲话的时候，他说：“我实实在在告诉你们。”
When Jesus Christ said, he said, I tell you.
就是要我们跟他一样过一个实在诚实无过的生活。
He wants us to live a life just like he did.
但是这样的心智，这样的学习要从祷告里面做起。
And we need to learn all this from our prayer.
这祷告是一种献祭的生活工作。
So prayer is a way of life.
哇，你这个人不诚实。
You're not honest.
你祷告的时候会生出馨香之气到神的面前来吗？不会的。
Can you raise the palm to the level of God in your prayer?
所以祷告的力量非常非常大。
And the power of prayer is great.
于是说，在地上两个人奉我的名同心合意祷告，我就在他们中间。
Jesus said, "I'll be with them if two of you pray together."
这里面的学问可大了。
There's great.
那为什么变成几十个人、几百人的时候？主耶稣不在中间，那就是同心合意出现问题了。
How come God is not with them when there are hundreds of people praying? That's because they have trouble in.
中国有这样的话说啊。
There's one Chinese saying.
一个人，一个和尚啊，他 他自己生活啊，有水喝啊。
It's easy for one. There's a Chinese story actually. Easy for one monk to get water to drink.
但是两个和尚在一起变得没水喝了。
There are two of them. It's difficult to get water.
一个人的话，他会想办法去挑水啊，到山下挑水，要来生活啊。
For one monk, for example, he lives on top of the hill.
两个人的话就互相推脱了。
There are two, they will try to get the other person to do it.
那你去拿。
Once you say, well, you should do it.
大家就闹脾气，就不去拿了，变成两个人，变成没有水喝了。
And then they fight among each other, and in the end, they don't have any water to drink.
这个就是在基本的生活上根本没有同心合意嘛。
That's here, they also have trouble being one mind. You know?
我们说祷告是一种献祭的生活工作。
We said,Prayer is a way of life.
在祷告当中，你会随随便便吗？一定会向神说主啊，我哪里要改啊？反省、检视，然后重新有正直的灵临到我们身上来。
Your prayer is just ask God to be with us and with you, so we can receive this.
这是任何人活着必须要做的工作。
This is our duty in our.
不管你是长老，你是执事，你是传道，你是弟兄姐妹，都是要做的工作。
No matter who you are, be it a deacon, elder, or just.
真的，神要审判，都是一样一起审判的。
So in the day of judgment, everybody should face it.
所以这个祷告非常重要。
Therefore, prayer is very important.
从祷告中才能够体会到神同工的见证还有恩典。
Only through prayer we can feel God to see His.
我去年呢、啊，到一个教会去辅导。
Last year I went to a church.
那个教会不算大啊。
That was a small one.
因为我辅导好几间呢、啊，有的信教会信徒是400多、300多，其中有一间是100多，将近200人的。
I was pastoring several churches. Some of them have several hundred members.
什么人的种族都有了。
Which consists of all kind of different races.
但是我第一天去的时候
First day I was there.
我一到那个地方、啊、怎么聚会啊三个人啊
And there were only three people in the church.
这个会堂不小怎么三个人啊
It was a rather big chapel. There were only three
people in the church. 因为你教会盖得太大了
Looks like the chapel was too big.
一个坐着听我在台上一个弹风琴三个
I was preaching, one is playing the piano, and the other one is listening.
感觉啊，那个心啊，不见了，冷啊。
Heart, my heart was cold.
哇，感谢主。
Thank God.
要新过神的教会，就是要从祷告做起。
And only we can only use prayer to.Start the church.
这非常重要啊
It's very important.
如果没有这个观念
Without this concept,
神不会兴起他的工作
God will not work in the church.
这里感谢主
Thank God.
人数少我们还是这样祷告
Although there were only very few people,
加强访问
and we strengthen our
每到一家都一起祷告
and we pray in all families.
就神就工作
God works.
紧接着一病赶快的见证就出来了很多
and soon after that there were many testimonies
啊大家就开始回来教会了
and the people started
过了三个月
after 3 months
后来我们在那边举开这个诗歌的夜步道
we had a hymn singing prayer hymn singing evangelical service
还就短短的三个月
there were only 3 months
后来参加这个聚会的人数就100多位
The members start to grow all the way to 100
真的是神引领的
And with God's guidance
怎么来的
How does it come
就是借着大家同心合意的祷告
That was through the prayer of
the 因为这个教会很久没有办过布道会了
Because it's been a long time for the church
软弱了二三十年
It's been weak for several decades
人在这种生活里面，你说已经习惯外世界的生活，怎么回头啊
？And people have been used to the world and the life in the world. How do they go back?
我去访问，有的人走路走不直的，
was,
一条线走不直的。
when I was visiting them, people, some people even have trouble walking.
常常用另外一种鞋进去就头昏头昏的，走路走不直的。
You couldn't even walk straight.
真的是很糟糕哎。
Really in a bad shape.
结果在这一次的第一次约布大会。
However, in the first evangelical convocation.
哇，感谢主。
Really thank God.
我以为啊，可能慕道者还不多。
I was thinking there might not be many truth seekers.
结果大家同样的心智从祷告里面出来啊，慕道者参加的三四十个人呢，大人呢。
Well, it turned out there were over 30 or 40 truth seekers.
那个教会没有长子啊。
There were no deacons in
it. 能按手的只有小弟一个人啊。
And I was the only one who can lay hands upon people.
后来我们最后不这个道理讲，我最后祷告只有里面呢。
So after the sermon, I was
praying
for the Spirit. In the prayer, I asked God,
主啊，你的教会你不让它衰残的。
Lord, this is your church. If you keep it,
将残的灯火你也不让它熄灭的，这个我看到了。
You keep the light that is about to go down.
但是现在有更多的人来到你的面前了。
Now there were more people coming to you.
我来不及按手求你帮助啊。
Hard for me to lay hands on all of them.
我一看到前面呢，包括我们信徒求的五六十个人呢。
And there were over 50 or 60 people kneeling down over there.
半个小时要按也按不完的。
It's gonna take more than half an hour to lay hands.
如果你要认真按，按不完的了。
You really pay attention doing those.
除非你一个头摸十秒，那一个头就跳跳跳，或许还可以啊。
所以没有功效。Person that way.Doesn't have much effect.
就像是祷告说主啊，我做到这里了，大家也有心在祷告上同心合意了。接下来啊，看你怎么办了。
Therefore, I pray to God. God, I've done all my best in the church.
我们的主真的是活神啊。
Our God is really a living God.
他不会不顾的。
He will take care of us.
最怕就是我们没有同心合意。
Unless we don't.We don't be of one mind.
最怕我们的祷告神不听啊。
And the only thing we need to be afraid of is that God doesn't listen to our prayer anymore. Really thank God.
我还在台上祷告的时候。
When I was praying on the pulpit.
在这个时候有一个慕道者。
There was a truth seeker.
是我们台湾跆拳道的国手，是筹备奥运的选手。
He was a really good taekwondo fighter.
我们台湾要筹备奥运的，就是那个慕道者也参加今年的。
He was an Olympic candidate.
跆拳道不知道三段还是四段啊
？Either level three or level four.
不容易啊，要做到国手，要参加奥运的筹备选手不容易、啊。
That's really tough for him to do that.
他祷告的时候啊，看到医生。
And he was praying, he saw a vision.
什么意象呢
What was it?
看到耶稣来了。
He saw Jesus coming.
荣光先照下来之后，耶稣跟着就来了。
The bright light came first and Jesus followed.
哦，他看到吓了一跳。
He was in a great surprise.
他本身打跆拳道的是奥运级的选手哎。
He himself is a very good taekwondo fighter.
他对自己很自信的。
He has great confidence in him.
看到耶稣来啊，他才知道原来我那么小。
When it was only when he saw Jesus coming that he realized.
耶稣就开始按手，每一个人就这样按手了。
Jesus started to lay hands on all the people.
原来我还没有下来按手的时候，耶稣都按了。
It turned out that before I even had a chance to
do it, 哇，受圣灵的人多。
Many people received.
这个跆拳道的这个奥运筹备选手，他也得到圣灵了。
His Olympic candidate, he also received the Holy Spirit.
后来我再下去按一遍，其实耶稣早就按了，所以那些人数就是这样，也没有再增加。
So later when I started to lay hands on people because they've been down by Jesus already.
在那一次的祷告像众水的声音一样。
The prayer that time was like the roar of great water.
相当有力量的。
Very powerful.
那一种感觉真的很奇妙。
And that's a really wonderful experience.
哇，感谢主。
I really thank God.
受圣灵的大概有十名左右。
There were over 10 people who received the Holy Spirit.
另外一个客家人啊，一个太太四十几岁。
And there was a lady who was over 40 years old.
他们家里是很虔诚拜佛的。
They used to be a devout Buddhist.
在那一次他也看到异象了。
And she also saw the vision that time.
这个祷告当中这个讲台没有了，变作十字架跟耶稣怎么样受难流宝血的那种情形，整个会堂都流了耶稣的宝血。
During the prayer, she saw the vision that the puppet became a cross and Jesus was on it. Wow, and the whole chapel was filled with blood.
在那一次祷告啊，大家都受了很大的造就。
And after the prayer, everybody was greatly edified.
所以真的在祷告上要同心合一。
And that's why we truly need to be of one mind in our prayer.
如果当中有人不存这种心，
if somebody in us doesn't have this mind,
这个祷告就没有力。
The prayer will
这一件圣功就做不好了。
And so be difficult for us to do the holy work.
所以真的感谢主。
That's why we need to thank
God. 我们今天所靠的乃是神的灵，借着祷告来求主显明他的旨意的。
What we rely upon in our prayer is the Spirit of God.
神一旦动工啊，就自然会进入同心合意，很多事情很多不愉快的就变成这个就抛到九霄云外了。
Once God starts work,then we will be of one mind naturally and all the troubles will be cast away.
就是没有办法看到神的作为，所以才会显出不同心不合意的事情出来了。
It's only when we fail to see the deeds of God, that's when we started to
再来我们要在神的真理上同心合意。
And secondly, we need to be of one mind in God's truth.
我们一起来看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to the Second Corinthians,
哥林多后书第五章的十九节。
Second Corinthians chapter five, verse 19.
十九节，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。在这里，保罗也跟哥林多教会这样讲啊。
Here Paul encouraged.The Church of Corinthians.
神用他实在的救恩显明这真理得救的可贵。
And God show us the truth here.
他愿意将背负世人的罪孽，然后将这得救的真理显明了。
He's willing to carry upon our sin and show us our salvation.
但是这个道理是什么道理呢？
And what is this world?
我们常常说知道是得救的道理啊。
We know it's the word of salvation.
但是也是什么样的真理呢？
And what truth is it?
和好的真理呢？神托付给我们呢？
It's the truth of reconciliation.
那奇怪了，我们一起学习真理，那为什么有的很会生气，有的很会嫉妒，有的很会恨别人，爱吵架，爱怎么样？
And how come we're all here studying God's word? Why some of us are easy to anger?
这里记载说从神领受的是和好的道理呢，怎么会有另外一种道理来呢？
Here it says that the word we receive from God is the word of reconciliation. How come we still have divideness in
the church? 不是神的真理有问题，
not that there's problem
with God's word. 乃是人出了问题。
The problem comes from ourselves.
所以这里正告诉我们另外一个角度，就是要在真理上同心合意，才能够看到这个和好的道理显明神的力量。
So here it tells us we need to be of one mind in God's word so that we can strengthen ourselves in the church.
在以弗所书第十章里面这样记载啊。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 10,
说我们要在真道上长大成人。
Says we need to grow up in God's truth.
要同归于一，就归于耶稣基督。
We should be of one mind and become one in Jesus Christ.
这个就是要告诉我们在真理上是具备有同工的基础了。
Here it tells us in truth we should have the foundation to work together.
这个同工是工，是工作的工啊，不是攻击的攻啊。
And here when I say work together, it's not that to fight against each other.
要具备有同工的基础，就要在这个和好的真理上面才能够做到同心合意。
And the foundation of being able to work each other is to.In one mind,
所以我们做神的儿女要能够重新得力，就必须要以真理为基础为依据来做我们的生活原则了。
So we have to use God's word as the foundation for our struggle.
有一次一个四十出头岁的弟兄啊来跟我聊天。
Once there was a brother who was about 40 years old to talk to me.
他在他社会上也有他自己的工作环境。
He had a job.
他这样说。
He told me that.
陈传道，我这个人是这样。
I'm such a person.
什么事情啊，都是以对得起神为原则了。
Such a person that I need to do everything to.So that I do nothing against God.
他这样讲这个没错啊，这个记载在哥林西书里面讲的，这没错啊。
It's right for him to say that because it's recorded in the Bible.
但是我再听下去啊，就不大会了。
And then when I keep listening, see something wrong there.
所以啊，别人如果对我不好，他讲我一句，我回他十句。
He kept on saying that. Therefore, if other people sin against me, I'll fight back.
看他是口才好还是我厉害。
Let's see who's better fighting.
他在讲说，我很注意看他。
When he was talking,
当我的眼神很注意对方的时候，对方那个话会变成慢慢小声，后来回避我怕。
When I was looking him into the eyes, his voice start come weak and.
因为我实在没办法想象啊，你讲出这些偏离真理的话，还能够这么样的。哎，像个大人物。
And it's really hard to imagine that he can say things like this while she.
我这样子看的时候，他才知道，哎，他可能讲话讲错了。
And so when I was looking at him, he started to realize that he might have said something wrong.
那我就跟他讲。
Then I told him.
你信主那么久了，四十几年了。
You've been believing in God for over 40 years.
道理也听很多了。
You've been listening to many sermons.
那你说你爱神对得起神这个没错。
And you say that you love God and you do nothing against
God. 但是神要我们叫让众人看出在真道上彼此相爱，对人这样子怎么生活要用真理呢？
However, God also wants us to show our love to other people.
你爱人都爱不到，你还会爱那个看不到的，因为看不到的神吗？
If you have trouble loving other people,Can you really love God?
你说你爱神，但是你不懂得怎么样施行爱人的道理，那你这个是不是莫大的谎言吗？
It would be really lie. It would be really great lie for you to say that you love God if you do not even know how to love other people.
哎，当你在这样讲的时候啊，耶稣也在看呢。
So when you are saying this, God is watching.
哎，这个弟兄听懂，他说：“哦，对，那我讲错，我要改了。”
And brothers started saying that, well, yes, I made a mistake.
哎，他真的改。
He really started to repent.
如果不改，那就麻烦了。
It'd be really troublesome for him.
所以我们今天呢，做任何事、讲任何话，都要回归到圣经真理里面，一起同心合意来守住它。
So everything we say, everything we do here today, we should do it in one mind.
啊，我曾经到一个教会啊。一刚到我就听到负责人告诉我
I've been to a church when the church member told me
有一个六十几岁的弟兄
There was a brother of
他这个人在地方上非常有影响力、啊、
He was a great political figure in the area
比如说像我们这个地方他如果参加开会讲话相当有影响力的人
He has a great influence on the people nearby
在教会也是一样、哦、他讲话有时候不管对错，一般人都不大敢跟他讲哎。
Similarly in church, no matter what he said was wrong or right, people do not to.
教会怎么容得下有这种头存在呢
？How does the church tolerate such a person?
教会是以人为头还是以神为头呢
？The church should have Christ as God.
所以我一到一个教会啊，负责人告诉我这种现象。
And when I was there, the Church member told me that.
哎，结果我刚到不久就信徒大会了。
And soon after I arrived, there was a membership meeting.
那边信徒有200多位，所以一开始之前我就看那个弟兄有没有来啊。
There were over 200 of them, so I started to wonder whether that brother was
there. 要看看他是何方神圣人物。
And I was wondering what kind of people.
所谓的这个头啊，是不是扫罗的头啊，还是耶稣的头？看一看。
If he's the head, was he a head like Saul? Paul or who else?
他做负责人有二三十年了。
He's been in charge of the church for over 20 years.
结果后来有年轻的接了。
And after that, some young people start to take over.
那有一个年轻的，差不多四十岁了，他被案例指示。
And was a younger people of 40 years old, and he became a deacon.
这个老弟兄有个毛病。
And this elder brother has a problem.
是很热心，没有错。
But he is very fervent in doing God's work.
但是他讲话很会让人家跌到谷底里面来。
But there is a problem with his speaking.
这哪里是明白真理的表现
？He really keep people over in his talking things.
常常光讲啊，不会做哎。
And he's good at saying, but not good at doing.
而且啊，还会偷喝酒，尤其天气冷啊，他的脸都会红红，就偷喝酒啊。
Especially he sometimes, especially in cold weather, he likes to drink.
他喜欢叫人家你要这样，他自己不这样。
And he's used to.Ask people to do this while he himself cannot do it.
结果在那一次开会。
So in that meeting.
哎，一般我听到的信息是这样。结果那一天，他很乖，很顺服，提出一个很好的圣公意见。
It turned out that he wasn't like what people were saying, and he was really nice in the meeting, and he.
哎，后来大家表决都通过了，这个意见不错。
And that was a really good idea, people. Were,
为了要让教会发展，所以他提出来的也有这个什么道理在里面。
So in order for the church to grow, his idea was indeed very good.
过了几天，我去找他。
After a few days, I visited him.
当然，小弟讲话很技巧。
Of course, I know what to say and what not.
然后就一起祷告啦。
And we started to pray.
因为他年龄比我大。
Because he was older than I was.
因为第四声讲话，从小没有人愿意这样被讲的。
It's difficult to rebuke him.
所以我们讲话也是很注意的。
Therefore, we also pay attention to what we say.
后来一起祷告了。
So when we were praying,
祷告了我们就走了。
After prayer, we left.
过了几天，那个圣工要做了。
Two days later, we need to do the work.
哇，这个人真的不实在。
He was very.
五点要在教会集合。
We needed to meet at church at 5 o'clock.
结果他下午三点的时候，他就心里这样想。
However, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he started to wonder.
这个教会不差我一个了。
Well, it might be okay if they can do it.
教会有那么多人了，大家去关心就好了。
There are so many people in the church; they can do it.
我只要出嘴巴就可以了。
All I do, I can do it just to talk about.
出嘴巴还不简单。
And might be easy to just talk about.
你出我出，大家都会出问题，谁去做啊？谁去把这个福音的真理去宣导啊
？Everybody can say things, but who's going to actually do it?
哎，他心里这样很得意嘞。
He was feeling pretty good.
想说待在家里也不好，可能人家会来找啊。
He was thinking that if I stay at home, it might not be a good idea because people might come to look for me.
一部摩托车。
So he grabbed a bicycle.
然后就跑到朋友家去。
Went to his friend's house.
尤其经过教会前面那个大马路，唰，开得更快了。
He passed the church. He stepped on his gas.
六十几岁嘞
，was over 60 years old.
嚯，那个速度像过去是看不到的，唰就出去了。
Just raced through the church like that.
他知道，神也知道他的心。
He knew that God knew.What he was thinking.
而且边骑摩托车骑得很快，还在那边笑，然后还唱歌。
And he was singing when he was riding the motorcycle.
这个是事后他跟我们做见证这样讲的哈。
That's what he told me later when he was.
我先讲在前面哈。
Giving us the testimony.
我这个跑很快。
So he was riding very fast.
我没忘记问他你是唱赞美诗还是流行歌。
I forgot to ask him what songs he was singing, whether it's a.
大家在真理上面要同心合意这样付出，你还在玩那个小孩子的游戏。
Other people are doing our holy work in one mind, but while you are still playing kids game.
就在他最得意的时候啊。
When he was felt the best.
白天呢，下午三点多哎。
That was after 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
他突然看见哦，一个穿白色衣服的天使在前面。
All of a sudden, he saw an angel with white clothing on in front of him.
他的手上摸一根白色的木棒，很长。
there he was holding a white club in his hand.
就在前面等他。
Waiting in front of him.
他就心想，哦，糟糕，停水了。
And start to wonder, well, I'm in trouble.
速度没减呢。
But he still didn't slow down.
到他的旁边了，天使从上头重重的用木棒打到他的颈部，整个人呢，头去撞柏油路了。
So when he passed by, the angel hit him with a club on the head, so he fell down.
然后那个摩托车啊，就冲出去滑了。
The motorcycle went out.
他就这样子哦，头撞柏油路哦，流血昏迷了。
And his head hit the road and he lost his consciousness.
后来就被路人看到送赶快送到大医院去。
When those people passed by, they took him to a hospital.
啊，这个事情他家里人也不知道呀。
And nobody in his family knew about it.
教会更不知道呀。
And nobody in the church knew about it.
哇，我们为了教会的福音工作、真理啊，我们晚上十点忙完就回到教会了。
So after we finished all the work at 10 o'clock in the night,
他的家里人就在教会等了。
His family was waiting in the church.
就听说到，就我那个先生啊，现在在医院。
And his family told me that he was in the hospital.
后来我们十几个人又赶到医院去。
So about 10 of us, we went directly to the hospital.
到医院交付病房啊。
And I was in the ICU, in the hospital.
灌氧气急救哎。
He was on the oxygen.
我没看到不认识他哎。
When I was looking at him, I didn't know him.
变成那个比 ET 更难看。
He looked really ugly.
我头也秃秃，这边也秃秃。我们这个人啊，这个头啊，你去撞受伤了，很容易肿起来的，很难看的。
And his head was really disfigured.
又被包扎。
And it was bonded also.
鼻子看不到，这个也肿了，这边也肿了，受伤了，肿起来，这里也肿。眼睛、鼻子在那个里面呢。
And there's wound all over his head.
当时我们看了，没有人敢笑。
And although it was really funny,
事后有人说哈，应该当时要照一张相，看他认不认识自己。
And later, some of them suggest we should have taken a picture of him.
后来一到那边，他就醒过来。
And once we arrived at the hospital, he started to wake up.
哇，他就抓住我的手啊。
He grabbed my hand.
一直哭啊。
He started to cry.
因为眼睛看不太到哈。他可以看到他那个泪水一直流没有停的。
Because we couldn't see his eyes, we do see, we did see his.
嘴巴也肿起来啊。
His mouth was disfigured also.
那他就用日本话这样跟我讲。
He started to talk to me in Japanese.
因为我们不同组啊，所以他国语也不大听啊，所以用日本话讲话。
Because that was the common language we had.
又讲得很不清楚。
He wasn't speaking very clearly.
但是我听懂。
Although I still could understand.
他这样告诉我。
He told me.
等着到，我错了。
He told me that he was wrong.
我向神对不起啊。
I sinned against God.
他才讲。
In our church.
尤其他那个嘴巴最不好。
Especially there's problem with his.
嘴巴里面呢破了三个地方，总共缝了100多针。
There was.Over 3 wounds in his mouth and there were over 100 stitches.
有严重的脑震荡。
He had suffered a severe...
后来那个主治大夫啊告诉我啊。
The doctor told me later.
他觉得啊这个人啊可能不好啊嘴巴不好所以你看那个嘴巴里面缝100多针啊。
He told me that he was jokingly told me that, well, this guy might have some trouble with his mouth, that's why he had over 100 stitches.
我当然不能说是啊是啊我说哎我不大清楚啊。
Of course, I shouldn't say yes, yes.
神都派天使打他了连神也认为他不好啊。
If God has sent angel to hit him.
哦他真的悔改。
And he really repented.
我们就在交付病房这样祷告了来来往往人那么多啊。能够这样祷告真的不容易他因为严重脑震荡啊
and we started praying in the unit although there were heavy
cuts 感谢主
耶
稣垂听我们祷告
God listening
也顾念他的悔改
and he really took care of our
让他真的也跟我们一样借着这件事情渐渐的在真理上同心合一
so that heStarted to become one accord with us.
隔天医生在看的时候，哎，脑震荡现象没有了。
And one day later, when a doctor was watching him, he didn't see any symptoms.
医生说不可能的。
Doctor was wondering.
因为你照有没有出血呀、
啊、？And there was bleeding, internal brain bleeding.
怎么隔天没有了
？How come it just disappeared like that?
奇妙。
It's really miraculous.
他们不知道，但是托付给我们和好道理的真神，我们认识他，我们知道。
The doctors didn't know that, but we know that because of God.
所以都要在真理上同心合意啊。
That's right. That's why we need to be one mind.
不是在我们个人的，不是在我们个人的面子、个性、私事、经验里面同心合意，而是要在神的真理上面同心合意。
We should be a one mind, not just in our worldly living, but in God's truth.
再来，要在圣工上同心合意。
And furthermore, we need to be a one mind in our holy work.
我们一起来看哥罗西书。
Let's all turn to the book of Corinthians.
哥罗西书的第一章
Colossians
Chapter 1 Verse 6 to 8
Colossians chapter 1 Verse 6
第一章的第六节，第六节，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样，正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督中心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。在这里我们这样看到，保罗特别将这个哥罗西教会众信徒所做的功啊，来感谢天上的真神。
Here Paul thank God for the holy work that's done in the church of Colossians.
从他们第一天领受神的福音的时候，他们就过一个真知道神恩典的一个信徒。
They became a truly gospel, truly disciple since the first day they began to know the word.
也就是能够在圣工上同心合意的表现，成为一个有耶稣基督同在的教会。
In other words, they can work in one accord in for God.
这个保罗在勉励腓立比教会的时候也谈到，他们从起初也能够在福音上同心合意的来兴旺教会。
When Paul was encouraging the church of Philippians, he also mentioned that they were able to work for God.
教会的圣工需要大家来关心。
Holy work needs to be taken care of by all the people in the church.
外面的宴席开会我们都会准时甚至提前到。
For our worldly duties, we can always be on time and sometimes we can be early.
那教会的活动
For God's church's work.
聚会也好啊，各样的活动，还有这个灵恩布道会或者什么灵修会种种啊，就如同是神救恩的宴席一样。
The service or special convocation just like the banquet,
我们更应该要比外面的活动看得更重要，要早一点来，早一点准备。
Even more so to be on time or even be early.
在教会里面
In church,
有更多的人
There are a lot more people.
应当教会的圣工有更多的人来一起做才好。
It's better for a lot more people to do the holy work.
每一个人都要有圣工作。
Everybody should have holy work to do.
也就是说人人都做圣工。
That is to say everybody is doing holy work.
圣工都有人做。
If all the holy work is taken care of by people,
这样的话教会就不会寂寞孤单。
And then the church will be prosperous.
圣工就会显出更多的这种合作，还有这种责任一起来搭配。
And in those holy work will show our responsibility and the cooperation.
尤其做圣工要实实在在。
Especially when we're doing holy work, we need to.
每一个人都从这种心意啊，这个做圣工才会同心合意啊。
If everybody can do this, then we will reach one mind in our holy work.
过去所负担的教会啊，有两个负责人。
In the two of the churches that I pastored in the past.
每一次啊，教会重要的盛会啊，都是他们。两个非常同心的、啊，非常合作。
There were two board members who worked really closely.
把所有的工作、啊、分配啊，经过开会，然后去分成负责啊，所以教会很得神同工。
they divided all the work up to all the individuals in the church and God really worked with them.
结果有一次灵恩布道会要到了。
And there was a spiritual convocation coming up.
他们心里就想。
They were thinking to themselves.
其中有一个这样想哎。
One of them was thinking.
每次都是我们在做，大家都有点懒惰、被动哦。那我们这次休息一下，看大家怎么做。
Well, it looks like every time we are the only two who are working, and now probably it's time for us to take a break and see how other people will do it.
他心里这样想。
Well, he was saying to himself.
但是这不代表神的意思哎。
However, that wasn't God's will.
既然神给你这个职分，你要忠心做到底的。
God gave this duty to him. You should carry on all the way to the end.
愿意忠心这样做主的工作，那你还占那个职分，占那个白占那个地图，要做什么
？If you do not want to do his work, then what are you doing with in his duty?
他心里决定这个事情。
He decided upon himself by himself.
结果他去上班了。
And then he went to work.
而且另外那个负责弟兄也跟他同一家公司。
And the other brother was in the same company as he is.
到了公司，他们两个就商量。
In the company, they were talking about that.
他们决定什么呢？同心合意，这一次不做主工。
They decided to be of one mind, but not in holy work, but in not doing holy work.
这个也是很稀奇啊，碰到这种人啊。
Kind of interesting to see such a people.
同心合意不做主工啊。
They decided to be in one mind not to do holy work.
在使徒行传第五章那一对夫妻啊，同心合意欺骗圣灵，欺骗神的仆人彼得，结果先后死掉不超过三个小时，一对夫妻都死了。
And there was an example in the book of Acts. There were a couple who worked closely with each other to sin against Paul.
这两个同工啊，也是患这种毛病了。
Here the two brothers was making the same.
他们两个决定，好好好，不然哦，这个人家哦，不知道我们的存在。
They were thinking that if we don't do this, people might not notice our existence.
结果一到公司里面，本来他们做内勤呢。
In the company, they were doing their work.
这公司早一早就宣布说，哦，这个外勤要协助，所以调派了三十几个人要出去外面协助，他们当中两个。
And they sent out 30 people to travel around, and there were two among those.
临时调车不方便，去公司派那个大卡车啊，后面是空空的，大家三十几个都坐在那个后车厢啊。
And they ran a big bus, and all the people
big
in
truck.
The big truck.
大家都坐在那个后面，三十几个人啊。
And over 30 people were sitting there.
哎，这两个坐在最尾端，靠近那个尾端的两个还在那边说：“哎，你这个意见不错。”哎
，And then those two guys sit all the way in the end.
哦，两个很高兴呢。
They're pretty happy.
高兴到跟其他的这个三十几个人打招呼都合不拢嘴的，很高兴的。
They were so happy that they couldn't finish talking to all the other people.、
哎刚好那个司机昨天给人家请客，那个酒的那个醉酒了一个平地司机啊，还没有醒过来啊，就这样开车。
It just so happened that the driver on that day, a day before, he had quite a few drinks.
开车开得好快啊
！Drunk, and he was driving very fast.
对面来一个大卡车了。
There was another big truck coming.
这个司机就要闪了。
And this driver trying to get
away. 一闪就冲到槟榔园里面了。
And all of a sudden, they went into a plunge into a plunge.
槟榔 area， 槟榔园里面了、啊，那个槟榔不能欢迎嘛，就槟榔嘛。一冲到那边，车子就停下来，但是冲撞力好大。
The truck stopped, but the momentum was really great.
哇，结果里面的人都被震动啊！
And all the people in the truck was shattered away.
但是三十几个人都没事。
And none of them had any wounds actually.
只有两个人有事。
Other than those two.
其中一个比较瘦小的哦，就在那个车子冲撞弹掉的时候，他飞得特别高哦。他说最少有一层楼高、啊、他们这样讲。
And one of them, a relatively smaller brother, he went all the way up.
然后在下来的时候，这个背后的腰部就打到那个后面的那个板子，整个好像触电一样，哇，下半身不能动，痛得不得了，没有声音了。
His eye is the floor and they really went down his back.
就在这个同时啊，一个比较胖的，快一百公斤的那个负责人呢、啊、
，He's almost 100 kilograms.
就从车上飞出去了
，Fly out of the truck.
他那个有台阶啊，那个槟榔园呢、啊，还底下还有另外一个平原台阶，他就飞到底下那个草丛里面了、啊，看不到他了。
He flew and landed in the grass.
等到大家停止安静了以后啊
，When everything was settled down，
哇，大家就开始笑，因为那个瘦小的负责人没有声音，好像停止呼吸一样。
And all the other people start to laugh because the smaller brother couldn't talk anymore.
他不能讲话
了。
又看，哎，你那个旁边的人去哪里了
？And what happened to your brother？
有人说看到他飞了。
And some people said I saw him flying out。
大家就下去找了。
And they started to look around。
从草丛里面，两个人就把他架出来。
And they carried him out from the ground。
痛得不得了。
So painful for him。
然后带回到这个车上。
And they brought him back to the truck。
人家就说啊
，And they started to
say， 你们不是常常见证说神会看顾你们吗？
Oh, I thought you guys are Christian. They're saying that God will
help you. 你奇怪，我们三十几个人都没事，为什么你们两个这样
？It's such a wonder that you know everybody else is fine. Just two of you.
痛已经很难受了，这个时候听到这样的话，丢脸的想找地洞钻了。
Although the pain was very great for them, now hearing this word, they are really embarrassed.
在圣工上啊，过去努力，现在不努力，不同心了，神知道。
And God knew what they were thinking, but they decided not to work for God.
那一天他说上班一天好像过了一年一样，相当不好意思碰到任何人，哎，真不好意思。
So that day he was saying later that that day was so long, like a year.
他们就向神说要悔改了，我们不敢了，还是认真做神工了。
And they started to repent to God that they should come back to do the whole work.
下班回来就直接到教会找我了。
After they got out from the work, they
没有直接回去
without going home.
就敲那个传道行的门了
They knocked at my door.
传道，他说田传道。
They told me that.
因为我刚好在写东西，我说嗯。
Because I was just writing something.
两个就笑一笑，看一看，也没讲话，又在讲田传道。
Then they smiled to each other and then trying to talk to me.
哎，我又等又没有，第三次又讲点传道。
And I'll wait until the third time they call me. And
我就干脆把手上的东西放下，我说讲啊，我准备念我的名字。
Talk to me, talk to them, say whatever you want to say.
他们两个说啊，因为一个快六十啊，一个快六十岁啊，一个五十一岁啊。
The two of them are rather old. One is 50 years old, the other one is 50.
点传道，我们讲你别笑嘞。
So they felt kind of embarrassed and they told me that do not laugh at me.
我说要看啊，我刚笑一笑。
Well, I said that, well, if it's funny, I will laugh.
如果听得好笑不笑很痛苦的，我兄弟啊。
Really hard to refrain from laughing if it's really funny.
后来他们跟我说，那去为我们保守秘密啊。
And then later they thought, well, at least you should keep secret for us.
如果笑可以保守秘密，或许我还会考虑的。
It's okay if you laugh, but if you can keep secret, I'll.
他们就讲那个过程，边讲两个互相笑。
Then they start to tell me the whole story.
说哇，你做牧者那么久了，你还玩，还要这样子对神呢？做圣工要自始至终要忠心到底的，你怎么可以这样玩呢
？I told him that, well, you guys been working for God for so many years, and how can you play such a game?
哎，讲完了。
After.They told me story.
哎，他们真的，我从那个时候不敢这样乱想哎。
And they really start to repent.
哇，真的在圣工上成为我最好、最得力的好帮手哎。
It became my great helper.
所以我们不管在教会、在出去外面，哇，神真的兴起很多一并搞我的见证。
So after that, no matter where we were, God gave us miracle.
真正了解在圣工上要同心合意。
And that's how we understood that we really need to be of one mind.
那因为他们没有在美国，我也没有讲名字啊，所以我在这里讲就不算秘密了。
So since they are not here in the States and I didn't mention their names, it's I'm still keeping it there.
所以做圣工真的要敞开心胸，在神的面前，在众人面前，要实实在在的能够做到同心合意的地步。
So therefore, when we do holy work, we really need to open up our hearts and be of one mind with each other.
我们就一起来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Finally, let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 12.
第二章的四十六节。二章四十六节。
Chapter 2, sorry. Chapter 2, verse 3, 46.
四十六节，他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。在四十六节这里告诉我们了。
Here in verse 46 tells us，
自从这些使徒门徒得到圣灵以后，他们勇敢地为主的道去宣传了。
Ever since they received the Holy Spirit, they bravely.
然后教会里面的众信徒彼此团契，同心合意，在神的面前。
In the church, all the brothers and sisters they start to have fellowship and work of one mind.
这是很好的，在真理上面的同心合意，在祷告上面，在圣工上面同心合意最好的表现。
This is a great example for us to be of one mind.In truth and in prayer.
结果借着圣灵的带领，当时就有3000人接受洗礼，归入主的名下。
And with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, at that time there were over 3,000 people.
四十六节谈到
have been baptized.
要天天同心合意，在什么地方？
Here in 46 says that every day they can.
这里说要在神的殿里面。
Continue to meet together in the temple.
再来说要在家中，在我们自己家庭当中也要同心合意啊。
And then they mentioned here in the home, in their homes.
不但是这样，要存欢喜诚实的心用饭，在肉身的生活也好，在属灵的生活也好，要同心合意。
Moreover, here mentioned that they ate together with glad and sincere heart.
这个会有更美好的见证。
And that way, we should have more.
就是在四十七节里面讲的。
And that's what mentioned in verse 47.
耶稣将得救的人天天加给那个教会，加给弟兄姐妹。让教会有很好的圣工成长了。
The Lord added to their numbers daily.
如果没有这样的同心合意的见证，
However, on the other hand, if we do not have this fellowship,
教会不但不会神不会增加得救的人了，还会被魔鬼留下地步，一个一个被偷吃。
Instead of increasing our numbers, church might leave ground for evil to reduce the numbers.
同心合意非常非常的重要。
Therefore, it's very, very important for us to be of one mind.
对你我大家是一个非常重要的信仰生活的学习啊。
And this is a great teaching for us in our
church. 愿主祝福大家。
May God bless every each one of us.
这个结束之后，小弟还要赶去波西菲卡，然后赶回来，下午再跟大家分享啊。
And I need to go to Pacifica after this, and I'll come back later in this afternoon.
愿神祝福大家平安。
May peace and blessing to you.